There is no doubt that the RFS crews are an amazing bunch of people, and Marty Webster is part of that amazing bunch, and he's very generously given us some time to have a chat. G'day, Marty.
Hey, Kimmy, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, look, we're all doing okay. It's certainly been yet another really challenging day working on the caravan fire. But, yeah, we're doing our best to keep them rolling as high as we can.
And how are all the fireys going? They must be so tired. You all must be so tired.
Yeah, look, everyone is tired. There's no denying that. But we've got some sensational people out there who are doing an amazing job. And I'm sure that fatigue will hit us all hard when we get a chance to have a break.
Mm. They're doing just such an amazing job, considering how big this fire is, how ferocious it is with the winds and how dry everything is. I look at some of the videos online. I cannot believe the peril that your guys from the RFS put themselves in to help save people and property. You're just amazing.
Look, and I think that is largely due to the effort we put into training in the off-season. We do have a really really strong focus on crew safety, and it's conditions like these that really validate that process, and that's why we do things the way we do.
And what's it looking like for tonight?
Tonight will be another challenging night. I guess we can expect conditions to ease slightly, but not significantly. We're still going to have some active fire on the ground overnight, no doubt about it.
Now, I do notice tomorrow that there's no strong wind warning for the Batemans Coast at this point in time, so hopefully those winds won't be so blowy, so gusty and just full on like they have been.
Yeah, so the forecast for the coast isn't quite as bad as it has been. Unfortunately, the forecast does complicate things a little bit with the winds where the coastal stuff meets the hinterland stuff. So, it was certainly slightly more favourable for the coast, but we could still have some erratic conditions tomorrow.
And sometimes Mother Nature gets a little confused with her forecast too, doesn't she?
She does, and it's a reflection of the landscape we live in. You know, there's not a lot of distance between the coast and the mountains along this section, so yeah, winds don't necessarily behave to a clear pattern like they do further west.
Yes. Now, there's a meeting happening tomorrow that you wanted to tell us about?
Yeah, that's right. There's going to be a community meeting at Long Beach Rural Fire Brigade Station on Cullendale Drive tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We just want to keep people up to speed with what's happening, perhaps clear up a few misconceptions about some of the warnings that have been issued, and just make sure that everyone, Long Beach and South, are really switched on and aware and ready to respond appropriately to our messages.
Because the fire has actually already reached the coast in a couple of areas, hasn't it?
Yeah, the fire has come out to the coast in a couple of spots further north. The latest line scan is certainly confirming that. We've still got a lot of work to do, and this fire's with us for the long haul, and people need to understand how to keep themselves safe because, we're going to be dealing with this for weeks, if not months, to come.
Because the forecast has no rain at this point in time.
No, nothing at all. At the moment, we get excited if we see the humidity increase a little bit, let alone any sign of any rain.
So what happens with your crews? Describe what happens. You go on sort of a rotating roster type thing with all the crews that you have around. What happens there?
One of the key things we need to consider is that we don't leave ourselves exposed anywhere else. We're still in the midst of a really dry spell and some really challenging weather right across the far south coast and the Shoalhaven as well. So we can't leave great big gaps. Having said that, we throw all the resources we can at the fire and just have a revolving roster to make sure everyone gets a good rest. We cover our bases at home, but we throw whatever we can at the fire ground as well.
And do you have any crews that have been coming from outside of the south coast to help with the Currawin fire?
Yeah, we've got crews from up and down the coast, and we've had the Country Fire Authority from Victoria helping us out as well. And, of course, not to forget Fire and Rescue New South Wales have been intrinsic to the firefight, along with National Parks and State Forest.
And
it's a truly combined effort.
And tell us about the aeroplanes. Where do they come from? What are they doing? How much are they helping?
So the aircraft are having a huge impact just on slowing things down. They don't necessarily put fires out, but they give us a bit of a strategic advantage and buy us a bit of time to get in around things and just to slow the progression of the fire. We've got a mix of the large air tankers. They're the really spectacular ones that tend to gather all the footage, but the smaller fire bosses and the helicopters do an equally important job.
Well, I saw both today. I saw the little ones, I saw the choppers, and I saw the planes. Those planes are massive, Marty.
They are. They're a huge resource. They do a great job. All of these appliances have a really important role to play. We just make sure we get best strategic value out of each of the appliances.
So just recap that meeting in Long Beach tomorrow again.
Yeah, tomorrow, Long Beach Rural Fire Brigade Station at 11 o'clock.
Thank you so much to you and your team for doing what you're doing with this fire and keeping it at bay as much as you can, and also saving properties and people and livestock and animals. We really so much appreciate your help, and stay safe and take care of each other.
Yeah, look, and we really appreciate all the media support and keeping the community informed, and we really appreciate the support of the community as well. It can be quite overwhelming sometimes when we see the messages of thanks coming back in. So, yeah, greatly appreciate it.
Take care, Marty. Thank you.